You're listening to Valley Public Radio. I'm Joe Moore. Joining us now in our studio, we have Maestro Ray Hotoda of the Fresno Philharmonic here to tell us about this weekend's concert taking place Sunday afternoon at the Williams Theroyen Theater in Fresno, featuring a very interesting program, some French composers, some contemporary composers, even a piece by Tan Dunn. So, Maestro Hotoda, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
This concert being billed as of Heaven and Earth, some music of all different sorts in this performance. I want to talk about these individual pieces overall, but first of all, how did this concert sort of come together in your programming for this?
Yes. Well, we get to work with the Master Chorale, and I'm just really excited about the Poulenc Gloria. That was programmed before I was appointed the music director. So I built a program around that piece. And I thought, you know, what better way than to explore French music than by music of Claude Debussy? And I thought, La Mer. And I would love to do La Mer with Poulenc. And then I thought, well, how do I really kind of group it all together so that it makes sense? And I thought of Jennifer Higdon, a composer that I champion, but I love her music. And I first discovered her in 2007 when I won the Taki Concordia Fellowship with Marin Alsop. And she gave me this piece. She said, I want you to conduct this piece on the top of my concert. And so one of the wonderful benefits of winning that fellowship with Marin is that you get to conduct the first piece on a subscription concert with Marin Alsop with the Baltimore Symphony. And she said, I'd really love for you to do the Fanfare Ritmico by Jennifer Higdon. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is a woman composer, first of all, and it's a contemporary piece. Yes, definitely. I'm so excited. And from then on, I've just been following Jennifer's career as she's, you know, she's now a Pulitzer Prize, you know, winning composer. She's won so many. She's won a Grammy for her compositions. And so I'm just thrilled to bring her to Fresno and highlight her at the beginning of the program called Blue Cathedral.
So I was looking at your social media page earlier today, and you posted a photo of a portion of the score.
Yes.
For Blue Cathedral, and it says something to the effect that at this point there's a note, and it says, orchestra, use your cell phones, and then they're supposed to make the sounds of the ocean. Tell me about this piece.
Oh, actually, that one's for the Tan Dunn piece.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But Jennifer Higdon's piece actually includes Chinese reflex balls in the piece. And so this is another way to really hear different things coming from the orchestra, like the Tan Dunn piece, which uses cell phones. But we'll
yeah,
talk
we'll
about
get to that in a
yes.
moment. Yeah.
But the Higdon piece is a beautiful, beautiful, and I find it sounding very impressionistic. So I thought, what better way than to, you know, showcase French music than with an American composer that's really using this kind of impressionistic sound. The language is a little bit different harmonically, but I think it's really effective piece. And at the very end, you'll hear these gorgeous sounds coming from the orchestra, and you'll see the brass players playing wine glasses. You know, when you go to a dinner party and you're drinking your wine and you kind of touch the surface of the rim of your glass and it produces this sound, a pitch. And so we have in the orchestra wine glasses filled with water tuned to a certain pitch, and you'll see brass players in the back of the orchestra playing these wine glasses along with members of the string section playing these Chinese reflex balls. And you're like, where is that sound coming from? And it's coming from the orchestra playing different instruments.
Why am I not surprised it's the brass players that are the ones that are doing that?
Yes.
But what's the reception like from the orchestra when you tell them, you know, these are instrumentalists who have spent decades honing their craft,
right,
on their particular instrument. In this case, their instrument is something that they might use at the dinner table. What's the reaction like from them?
You know what? With this orchestra, it's been pure delight. And I love seeing that. It's something unique and different for them to do. Oh, I've got to bring my cell phone to my rehearsal. You know, I have to sit with my cell phone and play this app that's downloaded by the composer. And I have to download it and perform it with everything that I'm doing. So it's a little bit different for them, but again, they're enjoying it. So I'm thrilled about that.
Very exciting. So we have Blue Cathedral by Jennifer Higdon. Let's move on to The Gloria by Francis Poulenc. This piece featuring the Fresno Master Chorale. What's it like to work with that group and Professor Anna Homrie, who directs the Master Chorale?
kudos to Anna Homrie and her fabulous group of musicians. I just really enjoy working with them. I feel like they're so receptive and they're so willing to just produce incredible music together with us. And so this Poulenc Gloria is very unique. It's not like any sacred music that I've conducted. And it's six movements, but there's elements of prayer-like movements. There's moments where it's just sheer joy and fun. And it's one of those pieces where the one movement goes really fast and it's so exciting that you want to hear it again. And it's just maybe 2 or 3 minutes. So the whole piece is not too long. And I find it that it's religious, but also kind of poking fun too at the same time. And that's the music of Poulenc and his entourage, Les Six. They were really trying to do something rebellious and radical in the early part of the 20th century. And I find that this music is so gorgeous, but at the same time, you know, a little bit profane in a way. Yeah.
Any parallels there between the other contemporary pieces on this program?
I think that, again, it's this approach to music, let's do something a little bit different, this exploration. And I find that the audiences of the Fresno Philharmonic and the community is really embraced this kind of exploration with me this season. And I want to thank everyone for their support and for their enthusiasm.
So if the Gloria represents the heaven in the title of this concert, the earth perhaps is La Mer.
Yes.
Claude Debussy's famous piece inspired by the ocean. Tell me about this piece, such a familiar work. What stands out for you in when you think about this work?
I think of beauty and nature really combined together in this incredibly orchestrated work by Debussy. It's one of my favorite pieces, and many musicians have said, you know, I love this piece. And it's, I don't know, there's something about it that's so unique. The language is so unique, you know, this whole use of impressionistic sounds coming from the orchestra. But it's also a way for the orchestra to be highlighted, like in the second movement, the play of the waves. It's a really virtuosic wind and string tour de force. And I think the piece really speaks for itself. It's very programmatic, and you hear the play of the waves, and it gets your imagination going.
Again, we're talking with Maestro Ray Hotota today of the Fresno Philharmonic about their concert taking place Sunday at the William Saroyan Theater of Heaven and Earth. Claude Debussy's La Mer, as well as Francis Poulenc's Gloria, Jennifer Higdon with A Blue Cathedral, that contemporary work as well on the program. And then we come to the piece that I mentioned earlier, this one by Tan Dunn, Passacaglia, Secret of Wind and Birds, another contemporary piece. Cell phones involved in this. Tell me about this. Usually a conductor would be aghast to have musicians with their cell phones out and on during a concert.
Right. And in fact, we want the audience to bring their cell phones to the concert. At intermission, there will be stations throughout the lobby where you can download the app. And I welcome the audience to participate with their cell phones in this piece. And I will cue the audience and make sure that they cut off their cell phones as well. But it's a piece written in 2015, and it was written for the National Youth Orchestra at Carnegie Hall. And it's really a ritualistic piece in that he explores mysticism in nature. And what the downloaded app is are sounds of birds, but they're performed by Chinese instruments, traditional Chinese instruments like the erhu, the sheng. And so you hear these very strange sounds. They sound like birds, but they're actual instruments. And so he's using this contemporary medium, the cell phone, bridging the old traditional Chinese instruments, bringing them into the concert hall of orchestral music. And having the audience participate is always another element. And what's really interesting is that we started off the season with bird calls in Respighi's Pines of Rome, And we're ending the season now with bird calls, now through the use of cell phones.
Indeed, a traditional technique, but one that has come full circle with technology. Now that you've made it through this first subscription concert season with Masterworks, thoughts?
Oh, I've just been so excited about all the different kinds of programs that we've done, and really want to thank the orchestra for their willingness to do so many different styles and different elements like cell phones and things like that. But really thank the community and the audiences of the Fresno Philharmonic for their support and really embracing me into their community. And I'm just really excited about next season as well, and want to thank the staff and the board members of the Philharmonic for again, their support as well.
Is there any moment that stands out most profoundly to you now that you look back at the past year?
I think there's more to come. So
yes, indeed.
Well, maybe this Sunday might be one of those moments.
Yeah, indeed. I'm sure our audience will look forward to that. Again, this Sunday, 3 p.m. at the William Saroyan Theater, the Concert of Heaven and Earth, featuring the Philharmonic with Ray Hatoda performing Jennifer Higdon's Blue Cathedral, Francis Poulenc's Gloria, Tan Dunn's Passacaglia, Secret of Wind and Birds, and Claude Debussy's famous piece, La Mer. Again, Ray Hatoda, thank you so much for joining us, and looking forward to all that the future brings, including on Sunday.
Thank you so much.